This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And this week, we're joined by Will Stafford, CHS Washington representative, to discuss the latest agriculture and trade policy updates. Will, where does the Biden administration stand regarding sustainability and agriculture?
The Biden administration's made it clear that sustainability and climate issues are going to be a major policy priority for his administration. And that same mindset can be seen throughout his entire cabinet. And Secretary Tom Vilsack, who spoke at length during his confirmation hearing about the need to identify ways to mitigate climate change, is no exception. There's been a lot of talk in the news already about certain initiatives USDA might be considering, but right now they're really in more of a listening mode. A recent executive order instructed USDA to seek input from agriculture stakeholders regarding climate policies and how producers can best use them. And now that a recent COVID-19 stimulus package was passed, there's talk of Congress and the Biden administration pushing for a larger scale infrastructure package that could include numerous climate and sustainability policies as well. They could attempt to bypass Republicans by using a process called budget reconciliation that would allow them to pass it through the Senate with a simple majority rather than 60 votes.
What about carbon? We hear so much about carbon. We hear about revenue streams becoming available to farmers. What are you hearing and how do you see that playing out?
Carbon seems to be involved in pretty much all the conversations I'm having these days in DC. And we're also seeing more and more players in the private sector get involved in the discussion as well. I know there's been a lot of talk in the news about USDA kicking around different ideas like a carbon bank, but I still think we're going to have to wait and see what direction they'll go in regard to carbon at USDA. In the meantime, I did want to highlight a bill going through Congress called the Growing Climate Solutions Act. This is a bipartisan bill that was originally introduced last year by Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow from Michigan and Republican Senator Mike Braun from Indiana. The bill seeks to break down barriers and provide technical assistance for farmers and ranchers that are looking to start participating in carbon markets. The Senate Agriculture Committee held a hearing on this bill and other climate-related policies a couple of weeks ago, and it's supported by numerous major agriculture groups such as American Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, and the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives.
What about long-term, Will? What do you think could be the long-term effects of this administration's focus on carbon and sustainability?
That's a really good question, Mike, and I certainly don't see these conversations ending anytime soon, especially as we start looking forward to the 2023 Farm Bill. So I think it's really important for farmers and farm organizations to speak up now about what they want in climate policy and what might work or not work, depending on their individual operations and geography. At CHS, we're asking policymakers to ensure that any incentive-based sustainability or carbon programs remain voluntary for producers, and that they shouldn't take away from funding from the existing suite of farm programs that growers currently rely on. We're also reminding them that a policy that might work for one crop in one region may work very differently for farmers of other crops in a different part of the country. So as we gain more clarity into these and other issues, CHS is going to continue to do what we can to help our farmers be as successful as possible, whether that's assisting them in their daily decisions on the farm or advocating on their behalf in Congress.
That's Will Stafford, CHS Washington representative. Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.